Magazine, watching this premier online magazine, tell you where to go, who to call, how to get there. We make sure your life is better. You need to know what you got there to call it what it's not. If you don't understand about life, check out Be There Magazine. I will empower you. I will uplift you. I will make you understand what life is all about. Number here is 347-637-1577. We're going to be talking about 100 ways you can definitely better your business, better your life. Everybody wants a better life. You can have anything you want out of life as long as you get or help or try to help people, man. Help enough people, you can get anything you want. Life is good. If you're alive and you're kicking, you got it made in the shade. You should never have to worry, have to sit there and say, oh, I wish I could have had this, I need this, oh, I'm going to be this. You be what you want to be. It's just that simple. You gotta understand it. You shouldn't have to worry about nothing. You shouldn't have to go through life grieving and having situations. All you gotta do is be what you wanna be. Whatever you are today is what you are because that's what you want to be. Who you associate with, who you like, the things that happen in your life because you like the people around you. And you wanna be around those people, you wanna be like those people. They say they got peer pressure as a little child. Peer pressure. Who can peer pressure? Who can pressure anything you want to unless you like the people? You like the people. So all of a sudden, if you get a situation and you don't have what you want, it's because you associate with the wrong people, but you like the people you associated with. And then you get a revelation. Like, oh, yeah, well, don't do it, man. Get what you want to be, and then you can be in your 80s, man, and say, you know what? Ain't nothing I did, man. I got no regrets. I left no stones unturned, and I love what I love. And then if people come at you, it's because you're associated with that type of person. And all you got to do, all this stuff that's going on TV with the Wiener and the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jack Johnson and all these people, they like those kind of people. And those people like money. That's what drove them, man. It was the money. They had money, but they wanted more money. They wanted more money. What somebody like a Jack Johnson, how could he not want? This man was county executive. What do you need with more money? But he wanted more money. And his wife was the same way. She wanted more money. You can live in a shack, man, and you don't have to have no money. But guess what? Nobody will never come after you because you didn't do anything to do that. It's all about what you like. Wiener, I mean, come on, Wiener. I mean, Wiener, it was a congressman.
You don't want to be an accomplishment. You want to be a freak. If you want to be a freak, you can be a cold-blooded freak, man, but you can't be an accomplishment. You can't be the same person. It's two separate entities. If you want to be a freak, you can be a freak, but you can't be a congressman. Back in the day, you could be a semi-freak and be a congressman because the Capitol Hill police protected you. This is new day now. You can't do those things. So you got to know what you got to get a call and what's not. We're going to talk about entrepreneur, about how to make your business better, and stop crying over your business. If your business is not where it's wanted to be because you don't want it to be, you like it. Some people don't want their business to be some big-time business because then it comes with other attributes that you don't want in your life. But people don't understand that. You got to understand, man, what you want is who you are. You want to have a peaceful life. You want to die in peace. Everybody wants to talk about rest in peace. You want to die in peace. You don't want to die with the peace not in you. You want to die with peace around you. You know, you don't want to have to, oh, help you rest in peace. He should have been in peace before he died. It's very simple. We're going to come back and talk about 100 ways to better your business. Talking about how to expand your business, how to make your business go global, how to understand what you want out of a business. If you want your business to grow, it can be as big as you want it to be. It's not a rocket science. If you want money, all you got to do is save. You can work at McDonald's starting at 16 years old and never spend your money, and by the time you get to be 30 years old, you'll have $500,000. $500,000. All you got to do is don't spend your money. People make over $2 million in their lifetime. The key is they spend the money because they don't want the money. You got people back in the day used to put the money under the mattress, They had no bank. They would put the money under the mattress. And when you went to your grandmama and you said, I need $5,000, she would go in the mattress and give it to you. You know why? Because she chased every dime she had. She didn't buy no clothes. She didn't buy no exotic food. She didn't buy no car. She didn't buy no dresses. They made their own dresses. But they worked in the field and put the money in the mattress. But they weren't broke because money was important to them. They say, let's pinch a penny. So people who don't have money is because they don't want the money. Nobody in life is broke, man. It's only broke because they want to be broke. But you shouldn't be worried about somebody who don't have any money because they don't want the money. Why would you give them money? The peddler on the street, man, could you give me some money? You don't need to give them nothing. Give them some advice. I give people advice, man. I empower them how to understand what they are, who they are. That's my gift to the world. I can give you information to empower you. And today I'm going to empower you about your business. I am Russell Price, Mr. Be There. If I'm not there, then it's really nowhere. You are not in the right place if Be There magazine is not there. It's just another affair. It's just another event. It's just another moment in the life. Mr. Be There is Washington's premier online magazine, and we're everywhere. We're where we should be. Give me a tip. You need to understand what business is, how to motivate your business, how to make your business where it should be as far as motivating your business. Being the best you can be. How to expand your business global.
9 ways to expand your business global. First off, you should research and map out your expert journey. Where you going? You want to know where you're going. Some people say, I want this, I want that. Where are you going? Know where you're going. And every day is a brand new day. Every day that wakes up, something good is going to happen to you. You ain't even got to ask for it. You ain't got to look for it. You just got to be existing. And if you understand that, if you understand that this, you're supposed to have great things, it's going to come automatically. All you have to do is wake up and then open your eyes and look around and associate with the right people, and it's going to come to you automatically, automatically. Know where you want, know where you are and what you want and where you're going. Understand that. Take that decisive steps and follow it up with a sensible judgment. Don't jump in there with not firmly. You have to have both your feet on the ground, and you want to jump in. Some people want to try to plan stuff out. It's good to plan stuff out. If you're a planner, you need to plan stuff out. You need to know stuff. It's good. It really is. That's who you are. But if you are an entrepreneur and you really want to be a risk taker, you just jump out there. You know, I used to be a police officer, and as a police officer, you would stop somebody on traffic or they would give you a hard time, whatever. You would say, hey, I don't know what this guy is going to do, but I want to charge this guy with something. And you would just charge the person with various things because one of them going to stick. All of them may not stick. All of a sudden, you get the person in the court and they throw certain things out because the lawyer say, hey, this didn't work. But if you charge them with only one thing and all of a sudden you get the court and the lawyer gets into your case, and now all of a sudden throws that out, that guy's going to walk free. But if you charge him with enough things, something's going to stick. That's what happened with Jack Johnson. I mean, once they charge you with 10, 15 counts, that's why they had 10, 15, 20 counts or so. They know it's not going to – I mean, Gorgovich, man, they charge him with 25 counts. All of them got them, but they got them on one. But if they only charge him with one account, he would have walked away free. Same thing with business. You got to jump into stuff. You got to understand, well, hey, this may not work. This may not lose. But all of a sudden, something's going to click because you tried a whole bunch of stuff. And don't be scared of being a failure. So what, you fail nickel dime? You can only fail by yourself. You know, some people are scared of failure because they feel their failure is going to affect somebody else's failure or affect somebody else. But if you got a situation, man, you say, hey, nickel dime, man, I fail. It's no big deal. You know, that's what I'm telling people. You have to understand that you can fail, but it's no big deal. Keep on failing. You know, you can be, you know, call yourself Mr. Failure. It's no big deal because you're still trying to do stuff, and eventually you're not going to be a failure. Something's going to click. You know, everything he do, man, fail. He ain't nothing. And then one day you wake up and bam. That's what happened with Be There Magazine. I mean, I had magazine after magazine after magazine, and Be There Magazine is not it. It'll be something else, but I'm trying something new every day. All of a sudden, you wake up, where'd Be That Magazine? Gone. What happened? Something else is new. You always got to do something new. You know, always do something new and keep on doing it. Number three, this is just 9 ways. I'm going to teach you about 100 ways, but you got to go to Be That Magazine to get the 100 ways. But I'm going to give you something this morning to kickstart you. Keep your ego in check. Don't let the prospects of going global inflate your ego and cause you to have a misjudgment. More people are concerned about being big time. More guys are concerned about driving a Bentley. More guys concerned about having some big old house. And all of a sudden, you get that ego. You want the house. And all of a sudden, you use misjudgment. Now you're in jail. Now you're in jail because you wanted the Bentley. You don't need the Bentley, man. Don't keep your ego in check, man. Nobody has to know what you are, who you are, except for you. And if you don't have to have something to show who you are, you know, let them nickel dime. You know who you are, long as you have what they call peace. Remember what I told you in the beginning of this segment. You don't want to rest in peace. You want to live in peace. Live in peace. And then when they put you in the ground, nickel dime. Nobody has to stand over your grave and say, hope you rest in peace. He lived in peace. Take this to heed. This is some serious stuff, man. You won't have to run around and be crying. You won't have to run around and talk about what you're going to do. It's going to happen automatically. Teach people as yourself want to be treated. Treat them right, man. Treat the business people like you want to be treated. If you treat them good, they're going to treat you good. Make
personal contact with alternative curiosity, professionalism, and consistency. I'm like white on rice. I mean, you see me, I eat, drink, sleep, Be There magazine. I'm going to tell you where it's going to be. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. I'm going to give you some advice. I'm going to make sure that I empower you with some kind of information. It's going to better your life. You're going to take the information and say, wow, I got that from Russell. Or Russell did this, or Russell did that. Somebody else can do all kind of things, material for you, give you this, give you that. I can power you with information. And information is the best thing you can give somebody at some point in time for some people. Make personal contact. Always make a personal contact. In the global marketplace, welcome the unknown. Welcome the unknown. Always welcome the unknown. Make sure that you understand that, hey, everything you don't know, everything. Welcome the unknown. If something you don't know, welcome it. Say, I don't know that, but I'm going to learn it. I'm going to get with that. I'm going to understand what that is. I'm going to know what that is. Well, we got a caller on the air. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead.
Russell, this is Earl.
My main man. I'm glad you called. We're talking about being an entrepreneur. We're talking about how to better your business. And you are what they call the epitome of an entrepreneur. You understand the gift of life and what it is to make sure that you can go to the next level. Tell me about your business.
Hi, my name is Earl Andrews, and my business is see, the majority of the time, people hook up with the wrong folks. But the company that I hooked up with, the MAD team, teach you how you can employ five wealth principles in order to be successful like the rich folks do. And what the MAD team said, and the MAD team, M-A-D, stand for making a difference. And I got involved with this team about 3 months ago, and it changed my life completely. Changed my health and my financial situation completely about 3 months ago. And the MAD team, they teach about residual income. And residual income is just you do something once and get paid for life. Residual income, passive income, and a home-based business. That's what they teach you. Because you own a home-based business, the tax advantage that you get, a Schedule C, file your taxes, the most important thing that you will ever file on your taxes. And then the global Americans, a lot of people understand, but the dollar here in the U.S. is shrinking. So why people make money just in on the U.S. when the dollar is shrinking? They teach you those principles. They teach you how you can go out and make money all over the country. And the vehicle that they use is TNI, Tinonci International. It's a debt-free company. They got over $5.4 billion in the bank. They done paid out $2.3 billion in the last 5 years. And the MAD team, just the MAD team, is done accumulate $20 million. In the last 4 years, $20 million, because the MAD team only been with them for 5 years. But they already done generate $20 million into people's households such as me. And I'm telling you, they will change your life forever. I'm telling you. And the health benefit. I have lost, they got a product called the Fit product, which I got Russell on it. In 3 months, I lost 20 pounds and 3 inches. And I'm telling you, it's phenomenal what this product can do for you. And when Russ, you might want to piggyback on something.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk more about the FIT program and about the residual income. We want to talk about how this program, how the MAD team has changed your life, not only, like you say, financially, but also health-wise. When we come back, we want to talk about this residual income, because that's very important to people, income and money and lifestyle. It's important to people. It's important to people, especially if you've never experienced it. If you never had what they call a lifestyle of wealth, a lifestyle of
worry-free, money-free. If you don't know what that's like, it's like chasing it. You have to have it. And once you get it, you may say, I like it, I don't like it. But you want to understand about residual income. When we come back, Earl Andrews is going to tell us about residual income and about the prospect of health and fitness, which I'm on the FIT program. Earl got me on the FIT program. And it's hard for people to normally get you involved in things, but Earl, I trust him, and I'm on the FIT program. He's going to talk more about it when we come back.
Eat basically anything that you want to, and get a chance to flush all that out. What we start out with, we start out with the cleanness. You clean yourself out for 7 days. Just by using that alone, you're gonna lose anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds. Then you got your restore, your replenish. Then you got your protein shake to build lean muscle. The majority of the time, this is not what the weight on the scale is saying, but anytime you can build muscle, and then we got the fit bar that suppress your appetite. Where in the afternoon you feel though as you're hungry, eat one of them fit bar. I guarantee you, if you eat one of them fit bar, you won't want no other candy bar in the world can stop this fit bar. And also, and then at the end of the day, take you a flat flush, something that flushes all that fat out of you. Flush everything that you ate out of you, flush all that fat, and I'm telling you, you will feel a whole lot better. And the thing about the FIT program, the health and the wellness right now is the biggest industry in the world, because they're saying now that our kids would not outlive their parents because of obesity and because of people being overweight, people not eating the right food, not eating the right time of day. It's all about you getting your body fit, getting your body healthy, and that's what the FIT program is all about. And like I tell everybody, it's the best thing. It's just the best thing I ever did in my entire life, because I'm getting healthy, I'm getting my body fit.
We're going to come back. We're going to come back. Take another break. We're going to come back and talk about some Tahitian juice. But also, before we take the break, I want to expand on the FIT bar. The power of that bar, if you taste it, people love it automatically. I've got the FIT bar, and if you taste it, it's something that people want to just like it automatically. They don't, their first bite, they bite into it. It's not like a Milky Way or a Hershey bar, whatever. This thing has nutrition. This thing is good for you, and people love that bar. At the event, I'm going to give you the power of the bar, the FIT bar. At the event, Earl was at the event. He bought a box of FIT bars, set them on the table, and one of our advertisers, which is Marcia Foster, she came and she ate one of the FIT bars and wanted to buy the whole box. She never had one before, but she wanted to buy the whole box. So that's the power of that. When we come back, we're going to talk more about FIT and about how Tahitian juice. We're going to talk about, in our last minutes, we're going to talk about the juice itself. You got to have the juice. We'll be right back. Welcome back. In our last minute or so, tell us about the juice and how to get in touch with you, Earl.
Okay, the juice, I'm telling you, the juice is fantastic. Any kind of illness that you got, this juice adapts to your body. It's called the adapter. And it's the only bioactive juice that in the PBR, the physician definition, they call the Bible, with all the Tylenols and all the other medicine that is in there. When this is the only bioactive juice that is in this book without a side effect. And what we have four different kinds. We have the fruity kind, which is the mango and the grape. That's for, and I basically drink that with my dinner, but that's for the kids and everybody. Then we have what we call the original. The original is good. It's going to increase your immune system. It's going to give you energy. It's going to add to what you already have that is in your body, but also it's an adapter to. Then we have the extra for people who have some more serious problems, just like I did with high blood pressure and cholesterol. I went to the extra, and I was on 2 blood pressure medicine, and I'm not taking them anymore. And then you go to the pure. The pure is, they get it direct from the known few. Ain't nothing else in it, but it's for people who got cancer, who got thyroid, who got gout, who got arthritis, who got any kind of illness that you can name, this juice is good for. And also increase your immune system. It gives you a lot of energy. My sister called me this morning. She called me in this morning. She called me talking about the juice. She said now that she can really feel what this juice is really doing for her. And I'm telling you, she said she feel a whole lot better. She's not tired anymore. She get up in the morning and take that juice. The main thing is that you must take that juice. My wife and me, we take that juice faithfully every day. That's the first thing we put in our body in the morning once we get up. You have to take this juice. And if you can go to my website, which is www.TITIANONI.com/EA8438. And my telephone number is 240-602-5869.
Fantastic. We will definitely be hearing more from Earl. And go to BeThereMagazine.com. Go to our Facebook page. You'll see Earl's ad. You also will see how to get in touch with Earl. This has been Motivational Mondays. I'm your host, Russell Price. Also, you can go to Be There Magazine like page on Facebook. And if you do, I will send you 100 ways to be a better entrepreneur. 100 ways to be a better entrepreneur. Better learn how to run and grow your business more efficiently and effectively. Go to Be There Magazine like page on Facebook, and I'll send you that for absolutely free. Just send me your email. We'll see you next week, same time, same station, right here, Motivational Mondays. Money, 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 money.